This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's time for Just Saying. Welcome, Aaron Wright.
Hello.
Father of four. How's that going for you?
I don't know. It's such a blur.
Yeah, fortunate. Also, Colette Smart, child psychologist from Family Smart and mother of three.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Katrina Rowe, author of parenting blog from mouthsofbabes.com with two beautiful children of her own. How you going?
Lovely girls.
Lovely girls. Now, okay, today we're going to talk about one of those topics we actually hear a lot about in the media, and that is bullying. And there are probably a little couple of misconceptions as to what bullying actually is, how it is affecting the kids, and what as parents we can do about it. So that's what we're going to try to tackle today. We're going to kick off with Colette. Could you give us a rundown of what bullying is and possibly what it isn't?
Okay, that's great. I think, well, bullying is usually when there's some sort of power play going on. So you have a person or a group that is trying to use their power to dominate another person or another group, and it's behavior that is repeated, and it's repeated pretty often, and it's with the intention of causing harm or pain to somebody else. The victim is usually the person who feels helpless to respond. Also, I've got to say that teens and preteens usually end up in bullying kind of behavior when they feel that their position in a group is being threatened. So you will find someone who's the dominant person in a group will start to bully others to keep them in their place, as it were. What bullying is not, it is not ever a single episode of, you know, if somebody's been rejected socially or someone doesn't like somebody to sit next to them in class. It's not a single episode of nastiness or spite. So if you snatch the pencil off of someone's desk, or even if I was talking earlier about if a year 10 boy, for example, goes to the canteen and snatches the packet of chips off of the year 2 child, well, that's terrible and it's mean and he should be reprimanded. But that's not bullying.
Yeah, okay.
That's possibly the year 10 boy having a bad hair day.
He's being nasty.
So it's not a random act, and it, you know, usual mutual disagreements or fights between kids at school, that's not bullying. Kids will still disagree and they'll still argue, but bullying is that repeated behavior, and it's always that key where you're looking at the power play.
Yeah, okay. So they can often call the person being bullied the victim.
Yes.
And so they feel powerless. As a parent, if your child came home and this was diagnosed, I guess, you know, it fits that criteria, what do we say? What do we do? How do we help these, our kids?
I think it's really important not to say to your child, oh, well, that's part of growing up. Just get on with it.
Deal with it.
Is what we as adults heard. And I often hear parents say, well, I was bullied and, you know, my child must just get over it. But I sometimes look at those parents and think, no, you actually never did get over it.
They're just jealous.
Yeah. And so not saying to your child, just get over it, or that's part of growing up. I think we need to take things seriously when our children come and talk about it, especially if we go through those points and find out if it was just a random occurrence, but if we're starting to see a pattern, starting to get involved.
I was bullied by a particular girl in year 7 for a while, and many years later she said to me, oh, wasn't school terrible? I was so unhappy. I hated it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it really made me think, I was like, you made my life miserable for a whole year. But so it's interesting. There's always something behind it. I take the approach, I'm very happy to be corrected by Colette, by the way, too, because I have absolutely no expertise in this. But I think we need to start very early at teaching our children assertiveness skills and positive self-expression because to speak about their feelings. I was very proud of my daughter. You know, she's peanut allergic and she's been bullied a little bit because of that, with a kid waving a sandwich in her face, which and I was very proud of her for speaking up and saying, look, you better not wave that in my face because I'm allergic. Now, I, as a child, would not have been able to do that.
Yep.
So I think it's really important for children to be able to express resistance, even to their parents, you know.
Yes.
And I think if your parents are very authoritarian, kids are probably more likely to go along with being bullied.
That's a good point.
Because they're not used to being able to say no.
They can't stand up for themselves.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah.
A perspective that often gets missed because of poor teachers, they often get accused of, you're not doing anything. Why aren't you doing anything? My son's getting beaten up or whatever. And from a perspective of some teachers, boys, when they're bullied, it's a fight. Usually it's a bit of punching, a biffo, that kind of stuff. A lot of teachers Well, they're actually scared. Even boys in year eight, when they've got that growth spurt kicked in, you know, they could get their heads cracked as well. So there's an interesting thing with that, and to a point of a safety issue. I mean, what do you need? Security guards at schools or something like that? But I think you're spot on with the assertiveness and learning these skills as a young child. But there's, it gets quite serious and almost to a police matter sometimes, the kind of beating ups are going in the PE change rooms and stuff like that. So before we're quick to say, teachers, why aren't they doing enough? It's like, well, hang on, they've got genuine safety issues here, and and that often gets overlooked.
All right. Well, we're talking bullying today on Just Saying, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back. You're with Aaron Wright, Colette Smart, Katrina Rowe, and myself, Erica. We're talking today about bullying. Now, this is a little bit of a different side to it, Colette, but how do you parent if your child is the bully? We often talk about the victim, but if you find out your child's been bullying, what's some steps you can take?
Okay, well, if you don't mind, can I start off just first talking about the four types of bullying?
Yeah, let's
and then
do that.
We'll go
into
how you recognize a bully. So the Department of Education and Early Childhood says that you have four types of bullying. So there's physical bullying, and Aaron mentioned before the break that boys more often than not will engage in this type of bullying. So it's hitting, tripping someone, pinching, which girls often do, damaging property. Then you get the verbal bullying. So that's name calling, teasing, intimidation, even racial remarks. Covert bullying is what I see more in girls. So the covert bullying is usually excluding somebody, spreading rumors, trying to harm someone's reputation. And you see that a lot with girls. They're trying to harm someone socially, their social reputation, humiliate them, lie about them. And then obviously the cyberbullying, where you can have, other than the physical bullying, you can have both the verbal and covert bullying happening on cyberspace. But I think when you come to talking about the bully, a lot of parents, when a teacher would call a parent in and say, your child has been bullying others, I think the initial reaction for most parents naturally would be, oh, no way, my child would never do that, because you feel like a bad parent.
Yeah.
What have I done wrong to create my child to become a bully?
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when we see a child that's a bully, they've often learnt it from home. Now, bearing in mind all the parents out there, if your child has been said to be a bully at school, I'm not saying they have learnt it from you. Sometimes that does happen, but there are many times where parents have done everything possible and their child still is a bully. Sometimes the child will be jealous of a sibling. It's again that social play at school. They're wanting to maintain their status or their place in the group. They want to brag and show off. And looking out for bullies, we often see at schools that they're the type of children who they don't show compassion quite easily. They need to dominate and tease and make fun of others. So as a parent, you've got to stay calm when that happens. Make sure your child knows what bullying behavior is. Try to understand the reasons why your child might be doing that. So talk through with your child, why are you needing to behave like that? What is it? What are you gaining from it? They are gaining something. Even though it's negative behavior, it's still reinforced because they're gaining something. And then talk to your child about how they would feel if they were in that situation. And then ask your child to think of alternative ways of behaving. Help them think of different ways. And then, of course, stick to appropriate boundaries. Your child does need a consequence. And stick to the consequence for choosing that kind of behavior.
And how hard would it be, Katrina and Aaron and Colette, if your child is being bullied, to have grace for the parent of the bully? Anyone got some thoughts on that? How would you?
But that's tough, because I must have my first response, and I heard that story of Katrina's, and my first response of her daughter and the sandwich that was waved in front of her face, my response is I get really heated up at that.
Me too.
Very angry, and I wanted to some serious action taken on that. But that's, I need to cool down and take a minute.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, I think all of us have been in the situation where we've seen our kids do the wrong thing. I know I have. But I think it's really important to just keep on trying to teach our children empathy.
Yes.
You know, my daughter was told by a really good friend of hers last weekend, her friend said, oh, I hate you. You know, and she was really hurt by that. So I felt like that was kind of a good thing to talk about. Well, that felt terrible, didn't it? So I don't want you to ever say that to any of your friends, because it's really painful. And I do think that for a child to be able to be a bully, they're somehow not making that connection with empathy. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
But
I feel like that's a really good thing to focus on with our kids, is how would that make you feel?
Yeah.
And, you know, Yeah, and totally. I think that's sort of a good starting
We've
point.
Got to just quickly mention the bystander effect, because the majority of people in a bullying situation are the bystanders, and the bully gets their power because they're being watched by others.
Yeah.
And so talk to your child about being the bystander. Most children, even if you say to them, tell the bully to stop, most children won't do that.
And there could be a safety issue there too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I heard a story from daycare where my daughter said, oh, so-and-so told so-and-so that his big brother was going to come and kick his head in. This is a daycare, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds. And I said to him, oh, what did you do? I told him, stop, you shouldn't say that. You know, and I was like, wow, okay.
And that's getting back to the assertiveness. You can teach children to be assertive. Teach them role play ways you can respond and talk to a bully. But often when someone's being bullied, teach your children to actually go to the victim afterwards and say to them, I saw what happened to you. That was wrong. And don't take it personally.
Beautiful.
It's often empowering the victim rather than confronting the bully that is the key.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, awesome. Empathy, and particularly empathy for the victim when it's happening. Yes. Thank you so much. I've learned a lot today. Thank you, Aaron and Colette and Katrina. And I'll catch up with you guys next week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.